This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on Fat Chance Kitchen.
It's either going to be a Poquito Mas or Del Taco. We're saying the one we like the least, the one we think should be condemned to the fate of being eaten by Bruce the Shark. We will count down from three.
Three, two, one.
Del Taco Mas. Wow.
Wow.
Del Taco loses. Poquito Mas re-enters the tournament.
Nick, you fool.
One month ago, the adventure of a lifetime began. Six Mexican-American chain restaurants were stranded on a metaphorical island to see who could survive the elements in a punishing fast food gauntlet. Since then, three competitors have had their flames snuffed out like spicy salsa chased by a dollop of sour cream. And now, with the championship on the line, just three remain, spanning the category's entire price spectrum. Qdoba, the Denver-founded fast casual outlet that's made a Cinderella run to the finals, defeating heavyweights Chipotle and Del Taco. Poquito Mas, the LA icon and winner of the loser's bracket, Fat Chance Kitchen, which clawed its way to a rematch with a chain that defeated it. And that chain, Taco Bell, the largest Mexican fast food restaurant in the world and one that revels in pushing the boundaries of South of the Border fare. Who will emerge victorious and have their name engraved in the most prestigious award in chain restaurant podcasting, the Dave Thomas Cup? Who will be the Munch Madness survivor? This week on Doughboys, the finale of Munch Madness 2019, the Tournament of Champions, Mouth of the Border, Poquito Mas
versus
Qdoba
versus
Taco Bell.
Let's go.
Go is the Dodo Boys.
Welcome to Doughboys Live. How's everybody doing out there? Guys, you are in for some real stupid bullshit. This is gonna be a fucking mess. Let's get on with it. Before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Taylor from Charlotte. Let me introduce my co-host, Robert Kraft Mac and Cheese. Make some noise for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell!
That's right.
Like you could read that sign.
I held it up. It wasn't disparaging to me, right?
No, yeah, no. I had a bunch of spoons on it.
I passed the test in a way.
For those of you listening to this who aren't in this venue, Mitch, we had a fan-made sign that I believe said Mitch got into college on his own merits.
That's right. 30 seconds ago, I was on a toilet.
Jesus.
That's not a lie.
I mean, yeah,
Yusong was like nervously like waiting. Yeah, I think he almost came into the bathroom. He had toilet paper wrapped around his hand, ready to help me.
This is a...
Thank God it's over.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We're getting some reverb. What's the reverb source?
Is it your mic on the table, you
fool? I don't
know
if it's the mic on the table. Well, look, this was out here. I don't know where this is supposed to go. I'm going to move it over to the piano.
Wow. What a pro.
Did that solve anything?
It's rolling. It's rolling. It's going to fall off. Push the off button, Nick. There's an on and off button.
This hunk with the headband over in the side.
He is.
Grabbed the microphone before it fell to the ground.
He's a billion times cooler than you are.
TBS hates this guy because he prevented a mic from being dropped. That was worth it. We all agree that was worth it.
Just switch. Put the turn it to off.
Turned it off. We'll see.
It almost rolled the other way too. You looked at it and saw it rolling and still didn't respond.
All right, sorry. Mitch, this has been quite a journey for us this month.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting reverb.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell. Is it bad?
Do you have a microphone?
Is it okay? It's fine. Everyone says it's fine. So we're just feeling it up here.
I'm sure you're going to be thinking about it the rest of the show.
That's all I can think about is this reverb.
Fix it in post. She's right.
Okay, we'll fix it in post.
Fix the whole show in post.
So delete the MP3. Mitch, this was really like, I envy you because we both...
What?
In one specific way, I envy you, which is that you used the toilet in advance of this live show, whereas I feel like we both ate a bunch of Mexican food backstage like a half hour ago.
More than any man has ever eaten in one sitting.
Right.
And there's no human being. It was so much food.
It was excessive. We'll get into that in a bit. But I do feel like I've walked out here with a loaded gun. Like it just like
Jesus.
A metaphorical loaded gun. Let's all calm down.
You got a fucking trigger finger too.
An itchy trigger finger. Mitch,
We planned it poorly. We
planned it poorly.
We were going to eat at 6:30. We're going to give ourselves half an hour to eat fucking four burritos and four tacos.
Right.
It was stupid.
It was, yeah. Look, everything about this has been a debacle, including this show that's happening right now. But thankfully, it's almost at its end.
Rest in peace to Rob Gronkowski's football career.
Gronk is out.
Gronk is retired. I wore the sweatshirt in his honor. I would have worn it anyways. It's one of three I wear.
What do you think Gronk is going to do in retirement? Get a PhD in microbiology?
He, too, got into college on his own merits. I want to say, how to Spoon Nation. And Nick, I'm going to hit him with a little drop. Emma?
They were knocking penises all around the apartment when I came home. They were knocking penises everywhere. Penises everywhere. Penises everywhere. Penises everywhere. Penises everywhere. Penises everywhere. Penises everywhere.
That's from Peter Sullivan. Hope you like my first attempt at a drop. Have been a big fan for a while. Spoon Nation, Peter.
Oh, that's nice.
He got it in a show, for God's sakes. You can't top that. You might as well end it.
Wait, end it all?
Yeah.
You always look over at me when those are playing. Like, I like can do anything to help you in this situation.
It is partly your fault that we're in this situation.
What do you mean, doing the tournament?
Yeah, doing the Tournament of Champions, doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So it does fall on you, 50%.
That's true. But you know what? It's important business. We got to figure it out. And I think, you know, there is, again, you know, we got the Dave Thomas Cup is in the building. It's sitting on the table in front of us. The stakes are established.
This is what is on my kitchen table all year round.
Yeah. You could find another place for it. You choose not to.
Oh, cool.
I'm saying you could display it tastefully on a
where
shelf or something.
Where am I supposed to put it?
Put it at, you could put
in
it
in the
away.
Bedroom?
Hey, man.
Don't worry about it. It's a Munch Madness trophy cup.
You mean the Dave Thomas cup? Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, like, you can even put it away. It doesn't have to be displayed. Just put it in a fucking closet
oh,
or something.
Oh, cool. Oh, thanks. I'll put it in the closet.
I'm
thanks,
just saying
Nick.
You're going to complain about it cluttering up your tablescape. It doesn't have to be
Who
there.
Who thinks Nick should take it home with him today?
Fine, I'll take it home. I don't care.
All right. It's going to be filled with fucking jizz by the time you get it back to me.
Why would I jack off into a trophy?
An ookie cup. You would do it.
Why would I do that? Like I'm saving it? And
yes.
If I'm going to save it, I would choose this as the depository over like a jar?
I'm assuming your jars are filled.
But Mitch, you know, we're talking about the stakes here, and all, I mean, before the podcast, you and I were texting, it moved down to social media, we got to attend to this business. I mean, we had some controversy going
yes.
on with the two of us, and I really feel like, you know, you guys may have seen this on social media, you may have seen this controversy that's going on.
They don't know what we're talking about.
I'm just saying, like, the two of us were bickering over something.
Yes.
And
it seems like you're going to backtrack.
What? What do you mean I'm going to backtrack?
Well, tell them what happened.
Okay, so here's what happened. We had Bish wanted to have the Taco Bell taco for tonight's... the entry for Taco
yes.
Bell's taco tonight, for that to be the cheesy gordita crunch. And there was a great menu item. There was some controversy over whether that qualified as a taco. I deferred, as we do, to the authority figure in this relation, in this relationship.
All right, fine.
We
yes.
have a professional working relationship, and we
okay.
have someone who kind of functions as a mediator. I deferred to this individual, and he made a ruling, and then you tried to go appeal to the general public by
to
going
the people.
On social media.
I took it to the people, and they sided with me. They said cheesy gordita crunch is a fucking taco.
Well, we're going to settle it, but, you know, I think...
It's settled!
We're going to settle it. We're going to have to get into it here. We're going to have to see if it qualifies, but... What the hell? What is...
yeah.
Just...
Boo is right. Boo him.
Oh, boy. The commissioner of the Doughboys Tournament of Champions.
Now he won't be able to turn it on. He can't turn it
yeah,
on. Perfect.
It's my microphone. They went over it in tech.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to make a brief statement.
All right.
Afterwards, we'll get into it.
Evan Susser is on stage. Go ahead.
I should have stayed on the toilet longer.
Hello, and welcome to Munch Madness, the Tournament of Champions, Mouth of the Border, live finale.
For already the crowd noticeably less enthusiastic.
For those who don't know me, I am beloved Tournament Commissioner Evan Susser. It is fitting that this show is live in front of the fans because this year has been all about the fans. More than once, we've turned to you to give your thoughts on how to proceed. And that is why, as commissioner, I'm declaring this year's Heart of the Champion award to you!
Wow!
Yeah! Whoa!
The fans.
It's in the Heart of the Champion?
Yeah.
Oh, you said champion. You fucked it up.
Champion is very close to champion.
It's got you there.
So now let's get into business. First, the matter at hand.
Yes.
Does the cheesy gordita crunch count as a taco?
There are two chairs at the table between me and Mitch. Susser has chosen to sit on a stool behind us along the back wall for some reason.
Above you.
Okay.
As it should be. Mitch believes it should count.
Yes.
Nick believed it did not. They put it to me, and I said no. Because, you know, I think that it's not a tortilla. It's like a different kind of thing that's made of. But
right.
Mitch went rogue.
That's right.
And he put it to Twitter, and he said, I'm pulling it up, very dramatic.
All right, everyone, we'll just wait a few seconds.
Should the cheesy gordita crunch count as a taco option in the final tonight? No. Del Taco and Qdoba also have similar menu items count in the tournament.
Skewed question.
A skewed question.
Uh-huh.
And you won.
I won. 73% of the vote, I believe.
So, not being one to hate democracy, I also put out a poll, and I said, should Mitch get his way with the rules of the Tournament of Champions because he threw a fit? And guess what? You also won that one. So, because it's about the fans, I'm deciding it does count.
Wow.
Next.
Next. I love it. Oh, fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Next order of business. On my very well-received appearance.
Will you come sit down here? You look like a shut-in owl up there.
On my very well-received appearance earlier in the tournament.
Yes.
I brought up the issue that some chains have been neglected. And again, I put to a vote of the fans.
Oh, God.
Should there be a surprise entrance into the finale?
We threw out a couple of Moe's Baja Fresh were a couple of the options.
And then the last option was In-N-Out Burrito Wendy's Taco. And guess what, baby? That one. And so I have those here with me.
Jesus Christ.
Tonight. Which I should warn you, I'm bad at making food. But here they are. And
Jesus.
You will be, and there are enough for everyone.
Oh, thank
one
God.
One for Nicole. So you guys will be able to enjoy those a little bit later.
What a nightmare. I don't want to eat this. I'm already so full.
I feel terrible. Also, we're going to just let these sit for another 40 minutes.
Did you make these in your car?
Did you make...
On my car? Is that better?
No.
Did you make this with utensils, or did you use your fingers to...
Look, do you want to know the answers to all these questions? I mean, I made them as authentically as I could.
Okay.
And if that involved pulling double doubles and eating a few burgers as I went, so be it.
So I want to be clear. I just want to be crystal clear on the rules.
Yeah.
This is another entrant that we are judging against the remaining three. And this one could potentially
win
entire thing.
It probably will.
Okay, it probably will.
Yes, it is tournament.
Well, first, I just want to get to the bottom of the Lays. You have Lays on.
Yes, have Lays. Oh, because have you gotten in that there's a Survivor theme?
Yes.
We always talk about a Survivor theme. So I have Lays.
Oh, how about that?
And also, while I'm on the subject, Nick, I see the way you're dressed. It's not big enough. The lay doesn't fit around his head. One for Nicole. Weiger, I'm the Probst. You're not the fucking Probst.
I'm the Probst.
No,
I'm the Probst.
God. You're fighting over the boring man who gets to be the boring guy?
Susser, before we let you go, I have one question for you. In the upcoming Sonic the Hedgehog movie, can you confirm that Styx the Badger has a snowboard race with Storm the Albatross?
Nick, you'll have to listen to Deli Boys, where we'll get into it. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Tournament Commissioner Evan Susser, everybody. No chance, so that's what you got.
Up against a machine too strong. Lays, itchy.
What's that?
It's itchy. I took mine off.
You got it on your bare skin?
I had it on my bare skin. I didn't like it. I took it off.
Put it around your hoodie.
He wanted to get a tiki torch for me. He was really... I swear, that's the truth. He was pushing. He was like, we got to get a tiki torch.
You would think that a Jewish man in 2019 would not want to be flanked by guys who look like you and me holding tiki torches. But hey, he was all in for it.
He really wanted that to happen.
Hey, Mitch, let's introduce our guest.
Okay, let's do it.
You know her from Nailed It and her hilarious podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Give it up for Nicole Byers! Big old freak, big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the puss. Wait, hit it to me, big old ski. Hey, feet on the bed. Hey, I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day, I might leave him on red. Hey, pop it, pop it, pop it. Daydreaming by Hot Rocket. Huh, I hit my phone with a horse, so I know Emmy come over and ride it. Shit, I'm on the way.
Oh, boy.
You are a hero for agreeing to this. What we had to do prior to this show and then now having to do a full show with that much eating. How are you feeling right now?
Very full. I ate so much so quickly.
Right.
And that wasn't part of the challenge. I could have taken my time, but I was like, no, put it in your body.
It feels like the end of 2001, A Space Odyssey, when I was coming out here. Just the lights and everything.
Right.
I saw myself as an old man.
I kind of see you as a baby.
I've never seen the movie.
Well, really?
I've never seen anything. I didn't ask you this earlier. Uh-huh. I was saving it. Who are you fucking?
I'm abstinent, thank you.
All right.
I think
you have a suitor.
All right. I'm breaking it tonight with that, whoever that was.
I got my eye on this hunk over here. Fix the mic situation.
Jesus.
See if Natalie will give me a hall pass. Natalie, by the way, came to tech and then left.
She did.
She's like, I think I'll go get dinner instead of watching the show. I think
she'll give you more than a hall pass. I think she'll let you skip school forever.
Well, the tournament being what it is.
Uh-huh. He caught that microphone really cool.
It was fucking awesome. It was like catching an ice cream cone by the ice cream part.
What?
Because he caught like the.
That's
kind of
not
the,
smooth that's, at all.
Yeah,
that's bad.
That's bad. Okay. You ruined the ice
you
cream.
You catch it by the cone.
Yes.
So if he caught it by the ice cream bar, you'd be like, thank you, and you start licking it immediately?
I mean, maybe.
How do I adjust this microphone?
I don't know.
I'm stupid.
I've been having mic troubles. You're not stupid. I've been having mic troubles
of
my own.
I'm a big old dummy.
No, not at all.
Oop. Okay. I figured it out.
The tournament being what it is, there are always twists and turns. And what is going to happen right now? We are eliminating one of these three chains immediately.
Wow.
So here's how this will work. We will count down.
Wow, everyone's fucking blown away.
Maybe the show will be done a little sooner. We will count down from 3 to 1, and we will say in unison which of these three chains, Qdoba, Poquito Mas, Taco Bell, we will eliminate right now and narrow it to a final two.
That's right.
Which of these three chains are we going to condemn to the fate of... Mitch, do you want to describe what...
Yes. Tonight, Dennis Leary, the ref... We'll be taking the losers, throwing it in the ocean for Bruce the Shark, a.k.a. Jaws. Have you seen that one?
No.
All right. You haven't seen The Ref, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
You haven't seen The Ref?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Time out. Bring the screen down. We're watching The Ref.
All right, it's 2 hours later. We all watched The Ref with this audience.
Everyone laughed 10 times more at that than they did at the podcast. Dennis Leary, the ref, is going to throw it into the ocean for Bruce the Shark. But in a twist of events.
A famous twist of events.
Jason Statham comes and kicks the ref into the ocean. And the Meg comes up and eats the ref and Bruce the Shark and everything else, too.
Wow.
I've seen the Meg.
You've seen the Meg. All right. The Meg. It was on TV today.
Okay, so this is the fate that will await whichever one we eliminate right now. We will count down from 3 to 1 and say it in unison which of these we feel like is the least deserving of being crowned champion.
Wow.
3, 2, 1.
Qdoba
Mas. Wow. A split decision. Did you both say Qdoba?
I did. Throw it away. I do not like it.
Wow. I voted Poquito Mas because I thought the Qdoba I had tonight was a little better, with the taco especially.
Fuck.
What are you upset about?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about future stuff.
You mean like your life in general?
I saw myself as Star Child.
Save it for the Patreon. You're going to hear Mitch sucking his thumb. Subscribe for $12
we'll
a month.
We'll do anything if you don't leave the page. I am going to start dressing up in diapers. Walking around the house.
I think you should.
I mean, nothing else has really worked for me so far.
I think this would be good.
To be a diaper boy?
Yeah, why not? What a fun time. You and your cats in a diaper. Like, I would sign up.
And do what? Watch me?
Yeah, or text me and be like, can I just come over and see you live? I would enjoy it. And not in like a sexual way, just in a tee-hee-hee. That's my friend being very funny.
You know what? I'll do it. I will do it at some point.
If I came over for a Doughboys record and you were on all fours in a diaper with a pacifier and a bonnet, I would not bat an eye. Walk straight to
my workstation. I'm pretty sure you'd strip off to reveal you are also in a diaper.
Finally, I feel included. Let's talk about why Qdoba got eliminated. Here are the menu items we got from Qdoba. We got and for the purposes of this, I'll say the rules right now. This tournament, tacos and burritos only, sides stay on the sidelines. Drinks are the Gatorade jug, also on the sidelines. One taco and one burrito from each chain. And for the finale, we all got the same order to go as one-to-one as possible, trying to have as much of an even playing field as possible from Qdoba. We each got the Gladiator taco. And this is grilled steak, bacon, pico de gallo, lettuce, Mexican Caesar dressing, cilantro, and cotija cheese. And the burrito we got is a chicken burrito, which is flour tortilla, cilantro rice, pintos, queso, salsa verde, and shredded lettuce, as well as some regular cheese. What did you guys dislike about the burrito and the taco that put it in your bottom of the three of these?
I didn't like that queso. Mm. I thought it had no flavor. There was too much rice. Mm. I truly
was too much rice. I agree.
Yeah, I bit into it and I frowned.
I saw it. I was there for it. I saw that happen.
Just a real big frown.
Can I say what you said when you did it?
Mm-hmm.
You bit it and you go, "Ooh, I do not like him."
That is, yep, that's what I said.
Call it a him.
Didn't seem weird until you said it out loud.
I think Mitch and I are just used to hearing that.
Oh, no!
We both looked up nervously.
Yeah.
I also thought the seasoning on the steak, or what, it was steak, right?
Yeah, it was steak. Steak and a little bit of bacon.
Oh, I did not taste that.
Oh, wow.
And that is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I should know when there's bacon in my mouth.
Right. I got some, I definitely got some bacon bits in mine, but it was, I'd say, a paltry amount. And I will say that I like that taco. I thought that taco was better than the Poquito Mas taco head-to-head, which is why I voted for it. The chicken burrito, I agree, had too much rice. And the queso, yeah, I think that queso just doesn't travel well, which is you know, a side issue. But it's a well-made burrito. I think it's just like a slightly better Chipotle burrito. IMO.
Yeah.
I mean, having had this in Chipotle a few different times this month, I'll go Qdoba if I have the option. Mitch, what did you think?
I'm not trying to do the thing where I do here, but I took a bite into that burrito and I had a warm piece of lettuce.
Oh, that's a bummer. Mm.
So I'm not trying to point out that thing that you love or whatever.
All right, take it easy.
Wait, you love hot lettuce?
Close.
That's like a thing? What, yeah. Do you heat up a salad?
Oh, God. God damn it. Fuck.
Wait, really? You get a nice little Caesar salad, and you go, "Natalie, open the oven." Is that...
This is a nightmare. There's a running thing that Mitch said that I like hot salad, which is not true.
I think you said it first. Brought it up first. I think you said, "I like hot salads."
That is not a quote. You cannot find that in the transcripts of the Doughboys episodes that are up on the Doughboys Wikipedia.
I mean, I dare someone to find it. Somebody has no life and they will.
but I don't remember the original context, but you've been bringing it up over and over again, and it's become a thing.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yes, yeah.
I would.
And you did it again tonight. You put it in the fucking burrito.
I didn't ask for a hot salad burrito. I asked for a conventional burrito. I threw some lettuce in there, which is a normal burrito, like, ingredient you included
there.
So.
Do you think lettuce is a normal? I don't think so.
How many? I feel like so many burritos have lettuce in them.
Get fucking lettuce out of there, I say.
That's a fair thing to say. Like, that's a fair position to have. I'm not going to fight you on that. But however, it is a conventional burrito ingredient.
There's a scenario where you would fight me?
I'm just looking for an excuse to take a swing at you.
I don't know who would win. I feel like it would just end with you cuddling on the floor. Being like, so sorry.
Looks like we got another Patreon tier. I don't think I would want to hurt Mitch, and I'd feel bad about it.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't want to hurt you physically. I'd feel bad, and so that
if I heard Ted Bundy be like, I don't think I want to hurt you, that would scare me.
Really? That's,
yes.
You think you could hurt me? Like you wouldn't feel bad about it?
Oh,
no, I don't want to hurt you either. But
that's
you're
what I'm saying.
You're saying I don't think I would want to hurt. How about I don't want to hurt Mitch?
I don't want to hurt Mitch. Fine.
There, yes.
I'm sorry for putting any sort of conditional on. I don't want to hurt you. I would feel too bad about hurting you.
Oh, I want to stomp your fucking head in.
I have a boner. Jesus. Fuck. So that leaves two, Poquito Mas and Taco Bell.
Once I saw that you were getting harder, I'd be like, cool, and I keep punching you. I'd get into it. Oh, never mind. Well, keep going.
Nicole, where do you stand on Mexican food in general? Are you a fan?
Oh, I like it.
What do you put in your tier of like favorite foods?
On my, oh boy. I mean, it's up there. I do love a quesadilla.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah.
I love quesadillas.
Those think
they're
great.
So delicious and delightful.
Do you take, this is my opinion. I will generally take I love grilled cheese. I will generally take a quesadilla over a grilled cheese.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How many out there agree? Hashtag quesadilla, oh Jesus Christ.
Keep going, we got it.
Hashtag quesadilla freak.
That's what you're trying to get out?
I don't know. You beat it. What, you got a grilled cheese one?
You know what? I had a grilled cheese today. I fucked up so bad. I had a grilled cheese at like 3:30.
Yeah, and you went... And
I'm sweating like fucking crazy.
you had a late lunch, and I also know you went to Dave & Buster's last night.
I went to Dave & Buster's last night.
You did not plan your weekend well.
And I had sliders and wings combo. And then I ate one of Jack Allison's mini hot dogs, and I was burping it up for like 17 hours.
I need you to take care of yourself.
I know. I'm too much of a coward to do it myself, so I'm eating my way to death, you see?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What, that brings everyone down?
It's a grim thing to say.
Well, it's the truth, for God's sakes. Anyways,
But I feel like that's a good way to go.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Like, if I stop performing, I would, like, move to Arizona near a Red Lobster and float around in my pool and eat Cheddar Bay biscuits and die.
Wow.
I think that
sounds good. That's the closest you may ever get to heaven.
Right?
Like, when people are like, what's heaven? Like, you're like, you float around a pool, you eat all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that here. I'll cut out the end part. I'll just do it on Earth.
So it's like Nick Cage and leaving Las Vegas, instead of booze, it's like apps. Like you're just having like all this like heavy.
Basically,
food.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's good. I would put that one a little further down your queue.
Okay.
It's not a fun watch. It's depressing.
So I should watch The Ref first.
Watch The Ref before
and then
leaving
Jaws,
Las Vegas.
Yeah. And then
no.
Leaving...
Oh God.
Then
I got real
Las
for
Vegas.
A minute. I shouldn't care what you want. You can watch whatever you want to watch.
Okay.
Wiger, what's your number one choice? What's your number one movie?
Number one movie of all time?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a thing to ask me on the spot. I don't know. That's a tough question
really?
To answer.
You don't know? Mine is Ghost.
Oh, Ghost is a great answer.
I love Ghost. I can watch it all the time. Well, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite is Goodfellas is my favorite movie.
Goodfellas is very good.
AI for answer. You, Nick?
What, because I relate to the robot? Is that what you're saying?
Like,
relate
the
to
little
the
boy is actually 1,000 years old.
Oh, so you say I'm an old, like, out-of-date mecca? That's what you're calling me?
Yes. No, not really. I was saying that you were trying to argue the implications of it being illegal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's our friend.
He was on the podcast.
He listens to the show. He's friendly with
us. Well, he's going to be freaked out next time he comes when he hears how you... It's your favorite movie. You wore it out on VHS.
AI is great, but favorite movie of all time? Ah, oh, God, fuck. That's a hard. Top three.
I know. Can I say the one that you say a lot?
Say it.
Train, choo choo train coming at screen.
Scares the hell out of me every time.
He gets up and runs out of the theater.
Choo-choo
like one of the first movies is a train coming at the screen, and like audience members got up and ran out of the theater. Similar to how this show will go.
I don't know. I'm tempted to say, I'm just going to say something. Toy Story 2.
Okay. God. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. I like Toy Story 2.
No, it's good. It's good. No, I do like it. I like it.
You were trying to be negative.
No, I'm not.
You were.
I know Lasseter's your hero.
Come on. Did you lose out on a lot of work? Because I know you're normally his stunt double. Does not make sense. He's not on camera.
Still worked.
I don't know. It's about friendship. The movie's about friendship. I get to be, and I also like because I like people. There's a lot of stuff about family and about love and stuff, but friendship is a very important relationship, especially as an adult. And I feel like it's not touched on as much. That's why I like the show Friends. They're friends.
You have no adult friends. You don't hang out with anyone.
I thought I was sitting up here with two of them.
What? Hold on a second.
Wow!
When is the last time you went out with not only Nicole, but me outside of a work environment?
That's a good question.
Me, the man you see every week.
Yeah, that's why we don't need to hang out. We see each other frequently.
Yeah, hang out with me. I'll warm up your salad.
I know you love quesadillas. How do you feel about the big question today, tacos versus burritos?
So you're not
going
to hang out with me. I get it. Burrito.
Of course I will.
Okay, taco.
Of course I will. I thought, I like the hot salad joke. I was moving on.
Oh, what is with that soft voice you were just doing?
Sorry. So let me get this straight. It's bad if I don't modulate my voice. It's bad if I do modulate my voice. Just tell me what I should do.
Don't think about modulating ever.
No. Listen, I liked it. You're like reverse Elizabeth Holming yourself. I really like it. You're coming to my level. I like it. I'm here for it. I love her. She's great.
Yeah, we all agree it was unfair what happened to her, right?
Very sad.
Hashtag Team Holmes. Tacos versus burritos, where do you stand?
I like a taco because you could get three different kinds and have a great time. Burrito, you're kind of just like married to your very heavy choice.
Yeah, you're locked in. I mean, it's a strong argument. I'm a taco guy. I don't have a problem with the burrito fans. I think that like we can live in harmony. I do think that your argument is very, very compelling. It's maybe the winner because just like portion size, you can have more kinds of tacos.
And at Chipotle, when I'm like, can you put the chicken in this spot and the steak in that spot and the pork in that spot, they look at me like I'm the fattest woman in America, but I'm like, I just want, you know, different kinds of bites.
Right.
And then it doesn't ever work out.
Wait, so in an individual taco?
No, in a burrito.
Oh, in a burrito.
Like if I ever get
a
burrito, I ask them I tell them where I want my meat.
Yeah.
I do it in life too. I love a dick.
You know what? I don't need to. I don't need all these. I don't need all these.
Why are you so agitated?
What's happening?
I'm not a swinger, baby. I just need my one. Look, burritos Jesus. Are so money and they don't even know it. I just need my one burrito. I'm a one burrito man. I don't need to swing around with the tacos.
You like tacos. Though,
I do
right?
like tacos, but I'm not, I don't need to have all the, if you got a burrito and you got a good bite, you stay with the good bite.
You're not worried about committing, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I commit to the one. I just commit to the one.
Message for a future Mrs. Mitchell out there.
Mrs. Mitchell.
Oh, man, that's my mom's name.
That's how surnames work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah. How do you like spicy food? Are you someone who goes with a spicier salsa?
I like spicy.
You
spicy
like spicy.
Spicy is nice. I love some heat. I want to feel something.
Right. Yeah, Mitch, you've kind of got you backed it off on the spicy over
yes,
time.
Yes, you love to point this out. I've
I'm not trying to shame you or anything. Okay. It's like a part of aging. People have issues. They can't digest things in the same way. It
yes.
happens to me too. Spicy food, thankfully, as someone who identifies as something of a heat seeker, I like it.
Erectile dysfunction is normal. I can still fuck, but it's fine that you can't.
I'm not saying that. I have certain foods I don't respond to as well anymore, but I thankfully can still enjoy that because it would be hard for me if I couldn't. But that's
I lost
the thing.
My spice. I can't do
spice.
It. I can't do it anymore.
Can you do dairy?
No, I can't do. I can't do much of anything.
No.
And I do have erectile dysfunction.
What listeners couldn't see is Mitch wiggling that mic stand after he said erectile dysfunction as if he was envious of this hard mic stand. I have erectile dysfunction!
He's envious in both hardness and girth.
It's not bad. Couldn't just any year of my life be good? Just 1 year, a stretch of 365 days where I'm like, that was great.
Let me say something. You are wearing New England Patriots gear, head to toe, not head to toe, but you're wearing it waist up.
Yeah, I put myself into this because that's better.
That's what I'm saying is like you as a Pats diehard, you guys won the Super Bowl. Isn't that great?
Oh,
doesn't
shut
that make
the
you
fuck
happy?
Up.
Doesn't that bring you joy?
Yeah. Doesn't the Super Bowl bring you joy the rest of the year?
I woke up on a smile on my face today because of the Super Bowl.
I think next year will be good for you.
Yeah.
2020 is your year.
Boy, you're giving up on 2019 in March.
Do you blame me?
A child will be conceived and then born before you start having another good year.
Maybe one after the show tonight, right, everybody?
Let's talk about.
I advise
Poquito.
Everyone, take a Plan B pill. If you have sex tonight, don't give birth to that fucking demon child. Let's take a Plan B.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboy's Patreon, the Doughboy's Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it. Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix Sleep Quiz and I was matched with a Moonlight Luxe mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Helix Partner 20.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. What the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over for the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They told me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you were worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
Let's talk about Poquito Mas and Taco Bell.
Okay.
So from Poquito Mas, we kept it simple. We got a classic taco. This is a, we went beef with the protein for the taco and chicken with the protein for the burrito. So the classic taco is steak, fresh corn tortilla, fresh salsa, which is more of a, which is a pico de gallo by default, and they give you some other salsas on the side. The burrito we got was chicken and a flour tortilla. They grill it up crispy, which is a delight. Fresh salsa, melted jack cheese, fresh guac inside. Nicole, are you a frequent Poquito eater? Have you had that chain before?
I have not, and I took some notes.
Oh, wow.
I wrote, Poquito Mas, what a nice chicken burrito. Yum, yum. Then I wrote, steak taco, not enough seasoning.
Mm.
But I like the taco, but not as much as that burrito. That was a very nice burrito.
Yes.
Every bite had a treat. I was here for that burrito, not the taco.
I agree with a delightful burrito with the cheeses in there, and they throw a lot of it in there,
mm-hmm.
and it melts in there. It's just gooey and delicious. The taco, I feel like that corn tortilla needs a friend. It needs another one underneath it.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on the seasoning. Those tacos are built to have, you throw your own salsa from the salsa bar and you throw your own cilantro and raw onions on there if you like. But if you have it without those elements, it is a little on the plain side. And yeah, I think they could season their protein a little bit more. Mitch, what did you think of those that Poquito Mas we had tonight?
It was good. You know, it traveled a little bit and it was still good. I like I've said this before, the protein is on display here.
Yes. Much like me later with a Dave Thomas cup when I'm filling that up with my ejaculate.
All right, confirmed. You're gonna confirmed that you're gonna jack off into
man,
the Dave Thomas
that's
cup.
That's a lot of cum. That would
that's
be
one
so
load for Weiger.
Come on.
My God, what an awful imagery.
Yeah, that absolutely is disgusting.
Vile. You came up with it, you freak.
It's gross. I think the protein's good. I get how when it's just the taco that there it's maybe not enough going on for people. But I think it's really quality ingredients, so I still enjoy it.
They have great stuff there. Yeah. I feel like they are a little hamstrung in this tournament because their tacos are maybe a weak spot on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that. I mean, just again, just IMO. Taco Bell, we got. So I think we might have gotten some different burritos, Mitch, because you were quite insistent on not getting a chicken burrito for yourself.
At Taco Bell?
Yeah.
We did get chicken burritos.
Oh, you did? Okay. Because I thought you threw a fit about that.
Look, I did. I did throw a fit, and you'll all agree with me. Weiger does some things before the tournaments, before tonight, just in this afternoon. One, cheesy gordita crunches weren't allowed. Insane, first off the bat. That's crazy.
Look, I did not make that ruling. I deferred to the commissioner.
He wasn't even paying attention to the damn tournament this year. He didn't know what was happening. We got two cheesy gordita crunch type of things from Qdoba and Del Taco.
Yeah, but they didn't have flatbread. I understand the argument.
Oh, my God.
It's a little different.
Second of all, your decision to get chicken burritos from each place is a disadvantage to Taco Bell. Mm. Does anyone else agree?
Yeah.
That's not their main thing.
But isn't that part of this, what we're doing here? Like, it's not about getting the very best of the best from each chain. It's finding out how they're able to execute these staples, right? Isn't that what we're trying
Mitch.
To do?
Mitch!
No! What if we chose some weird protein from fucking Poquito Mas?
Then they'd have to make sure that they could overcome that. It's like anything. We get, like, this is as close to a... This is as close to, I think, a player, a fate.
It should have been choose your own protein. That's what it should have been. But we know what you would have chose.
No, it should.
Jesus Christ.
What? It's the truth.
I love how angry you are.
I'm mad. I'm not mad. I'm happy.
Yeah, just think about the Super Bowl.
Oh, there it is again.
I thought that there were better burrito options, but I went along with it. I did. I got three. I got a rattlesnake steak burrito for myself too, which I had half of.
So you got a bonus burrito.
I got a bonus burrito.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I'm a piece of shit.
This is a shredded chicken, seasoned rice, avocado ranch dressing, and real cheddar cheese is what's the menu description for the shredded chicken burrito. Which I thought was pretty good.
It was good.
I think it's a good, like, standard, small burrito. I don't know. Nicole, what did you think of that bad boy?
I liked it. I didn't hate it. Out of the three, I thought it was the weakest, but yeah. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. I think that's a spot-on assessment. Mitch, what do you think?
I didn't think it was the weakest. I thought Qdoba was the weakest burrito.
Interesting.
I liked the shredded chicken burrito, but I thought the Paquito burrito was better than the shredded chicken burrito. I'll say that. Mm.
And then
I got three cheesy gordita crunches.
Yes. So this is a...
And two Taco Supremes in case Nick didn't want to eat the fucking cheesy gordita crunch.
I ate them. I ate them both. So this one, Taco Bell ended up having an advantage. Taco Bell had a third item in it.
Uh-huh.
So this was the whole thing, you just rigged it so the Taco Bell had an advantage.
You didn't have to eat the cheesy gordita crunch.
But you did. But he did. It was in front of him.
Yeah, all right. Didn't you eat both?
No, I only just had the cheesy gordita crunch.
Nicole, did you eat both?
I think so. I ate so much.
Should we judge one? I guess you had two burritos. I guess we can. It's fine if we had two tacos, right? Are you going to judge the rattlesnake? What do you think?
I'm
going to
judge it on the chicken burrito.
Okay.
All right.
I will judge it on the cheesy gordita crunch because that's the ruling that's been made. However, the crunchy taco supreme is great and it's very good.
It was delightful.
I would always do the fucking why am I sorry? The Doritos Locos. Fucking shell instead. Just because I like that Doritos powder. But this is just with a default shell, still great. Cheesy gordita crunch. It's a stellar menu item. It's really, really good. It's just delightful. Nicole, is this a thing you've gotten before?
Yes.
What do you think of this one?
I fucking love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is just a lovely classic. You know, you're in your lift. You say, I don't want to go home yet. And then they go, where do you want to go? You go, Taco Bell. And then you're like, but I am home. And then you order delightful food. I love Taco Bell.
I also love the Lyft driver. The Lyft driver guessed Taco Bell the first time. Where do you want to go? Taco Bell? All right. He knew immediately.
Before we get to our judgment, let's taste test this Susser Frankenstein.
Oh, fuck.
I really don't want to eat this.
There's been like bugs flying around it.
Oh, it's been sitting here for a while. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Ew.
What exploded out
Susser,
of here?
What the fuck?
Okay, so we've got these weirdly made burritos and tacos. I'm going to snap some pictures of these as we're doing this.
Sometimes I really think you're trying to kill me.
That sucks.
Nicole, you don't have to eat this. I'm going to say that right now. I leave this up to your discretion. I am going to take a bite because...
If you eat it, I'll eat it.
Hell yeah!
I mean...
All right. I'm starting with this Wendy's spicy chicken taco, I guess is what it is. Jesus. Awful.
Oh, the mayo is just fucking hanging out.
I don't even like looking at this. And it's like colder than room temp. It's like been sitting under an AC vent. That said, not bad.
Yeah.
I think it's going to win the tournament.
Yeah. I think this is delightful.
It's pretty good.
This is good. Oh, boy.
All right, let's try this burrito.
Baby, that was good.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited. Okay.
Susser, you genius.
I mean, this burrito's not wrapped well.
Yeah, no, it's just a tortilla folded around it loosely. There's no attempt at a wrapping. I'm grabbing one for myself here.
This is for me, too. I like him.
This is good.
This is so
It's good. It's good. It's got In-N-Out fries in there, so it's kind of California-style burrito. As well as the meat. These are good.
That burrito's good.
Yeah, that's a good-ass burrito. I'm so happy.
Fuck, I don't know what to say. We can't give these the fucking award, right?
Honestly, I think we should. They were really delightful.
They were good. Well, look, let's do this.
In-N-Out should make a burrito. That's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely... I mean, it's just taking... in both cases, it's taking a good protein and then putting in a tortilla instead of a bun. Of course it works when you think about it, but... What was that?
Golden whistle.
Oh, golden... Okay, hey, how about that? These two, they get the golden whistle.
What?
Wait, what? How does that man know your podcast more than you? How he knows something?
I don't listen to this podcast. Why would I do that? Golden Whistle we've been giving for best chips and salsa, but maybe that's a compromise position. We can award it to Susser's Creations here.
It gets a golden whistle and then that's it?
Yeah, they get the golden whistle.
Fine, it gets the golden whistle.
All right, great.
The golden whistle's now gone.
Let's judge.
Stole it from Paquito for me. Paquito was going to get mine.
Let's judge. I mean, their chips, their salsa options are just so good, and the chips are solid. Let's get to our judgment of Taco Bell and Paquito Mas. So, Mitch, do you want to talk through our system here for Nicole?
Yes. Okay. Oh God. No, I don't really want to.
Okay,
actually.
I'll talk through it. So, we are honoring, since Mudge Madness is a tribute to March Madness, we are honoring a key element who's often unacknowledged in the March Madness basketball tournaments. The refs. And the way we are using refs as our metric for judging tacos and burritos, tacos get 0 to 5 white stripes, and burritos get 0 to 5 black stripes. If you get 10 stripes, that's a full shirt. It's yet to be achieved.
There was a golden whistle for best salsa and chips, but now it's gone to these monstrosities.
Yeah. So Paquito, Mitch, do you want to maybe go first to lead the way with your judgment of how these are getting stripes?
Okay, all right. All right, let's break it down for Paquito first.
Yes,
I'm gonna go. I really like the protein in the taco. I'm gonna go 3.5 white stripes.
3.5.
It's lacking something, you always know this about it. It's good to just mix up. When if you get a chicken burrito, you get a steak taco. If you get a steak burrito, you get a chicken taco,
right,
or something like that. It's just good to get a different the bites that you were talking about.
Yes. I didn't say shit.
I'm not mad, everyone.
That thing you were talking about.
I'm not mad. God. Ow. I hit my teeth on. I hit my teeth on the mic. Oh my god!
Don't worry, 2020, baby.
This has happened before, Mitch. You mistake the mic for a big lollipop.
Ooh, that got me. When you wear your diapers and hang out with your cats, you should also be licking a lollipop.
It's a guarantee. The Mueller probe meant nothing. Gronk retired. Rough day. Paquito gets 5 black stripes for the burrito.
Wow.
I've said it multiple times. It's just one of the best burritos there is. Should it be in the tournament? Maybe not.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough, but it does a really good job.
Yeah.
Their salsas are amazing. It's a really, really quality place. It is up and down a lot of the time. The quality, like, you can get a bad Paquito
for
experience,
sure.
But can't you anywhere? And then Taco Bell, 5 white stripes for the cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah.
It's one of the best fast food. It's one of the best fast food items there is. It's amazing. And then for the shredded chicken burrito, oh man. I'm going to go 3.75 black stripes.
Still a good score.
I'm not happy about this. There's better burritos at Taco Bell.
Right. But that's a good showing from one that you thought was maybe subpar.
Yeah.
It's above average.
It's good. It was good. Good quality burrito.
Nicole, your thoughts, your judgment on Paquito Mas and Taco Bell.
Paquito Mas, that burrito was a real delight. I think I give it 5 stripes. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think I said I like him.
She did. She did. She said after she said, "I don't like him," to the Qdoba, and then she said, "I like him" afterwards. This is true.
Yeah, I said, Mitch, he's and I, from me.
Mitch and I both looked over at you, saw it. It's got to be with him.
And then I think I give that taco 2 stripes.
Mm,
I really, it was not for me. I did not like him. And then Taco Bell, the cheesy gordita crunch. Oh, I give it 5 stripes.
Wow.
Woo, it made me so happy. And then the burrito, I think I give it 3 stripes because it's a solid burrito. I wasn't like gaga for
right.
it, but solid.
Yeah, it absolutely a fair assessment there. I will say, Poquito Mas, that taco, I'm with you. 2 white stripes. It's just
wow.
not. It's just not. Like the it's like you said. These are astute points. That it's underseasoned, and I just feel like it needs another tortilla in there. I just think the one tortilla gets mushy and doesn't stand up to the moisture. The burrito. I'm not gonna be quite as favorable on it. I thought it was great, but I'm not gonna go all the way to 5. I'm gonna say 4.5. Excuse me, stripes, black stripes for the classic burrito there. The Taco Bell, I will say the shredded chicken burrito performed better than I expected.
Wow.
I'm also going to give this, I'm going to say 3.25 black stripes.
Okay.
Little better than average. I would still get a bean and cheese burrito over it, which for me is the metric, but a bean and cheese burrito I would say is 4, so 3.25, you know, nothing to sneeze at. The cheesy gordita crunch, yeah, 5 white stripes. Are we fucking kidding?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
So
it's a
good.
Home run.
What about the Taco
so
Supreme?
I'd still give the Taco Supreme like 4. Because I think the one with the Doritos Locos shell is 5, and I think the one with the conventional shell is 4. Because it's
I
just
agree.
Great, and the sour cream does a lot to plus it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Well, so those are our assessments. We have given our stripes. The tournament has ended. None of these chains have earned a full shirt. But
oh, dang.
One of these will be the winner.
Ooh, dang.
It's time to crown a champion. But for a decision of this magnitude, we can't make it alone.
No.
So please welcome the Munch Madness Trifle Council.
That's right.
Walking to the stage, every Munch Madness 2019 guest who can make it.
Oh, what a treat!
That's right.
Oh, your hair looks fabulous. Oh, what a treat. Oh, what a treat.
And Susser for some reason. Tony Charlene, Ryan Perez, Jenny Pearson, Mike Hanford, Matt Appledaca.
Ooh, now.
And I'm back too.
Major reverb.
Wow.
So,
my mic got shut off. Oh, no, it's on. It's back on. It
no,
should be
fine.
Shut off. we played some Survivor music for people who didn't hear. We went all out, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we got 2 different audio cues. I wore a different wardrobe. We went all out.
Thank you, everyone, for being here, first of all.
Thank you so much for making time for this.
Thank you.
I just want to test my mic. Is this on?
It's on. You're on.
Yeah, it's on. Does everyone test their mics real quick?
Hey, hello. Are you hearing me? Is everybody? Can everyone
Tony's
hear
Tony's mic
me?
Is good.
Perez and I will share one.
All right, great.
Okay, so we got 2 mics over there, 1 mic over there. Hey, we got 2 mics over there. Mike Hanford.
I don't like that. I don't like being called away from my home to be called my name.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hanford, you're wearing a medal.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am wearing a medal today. You
Wait,
saw and said
you,
I could wear
what
a
did you win?
Lay, and I said, well, I didn't win anything, but I participated in a half marathon today. If you listen
wow.
to my... No, yeah, thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you.
What the fuck did you all do today? You just came to the show, you lazy fucks?
Yeah, fuck you.
Mitch, what did you do today? Like, I'm being serious. Walk us through your day.
I woke up late at around noon, and then First, I kissed Irma.
That's cute.
Then I kissed Wally. Back to sleep for a while. And then I picked up some stuff for the tournament. I didn't do much. I ate a grilled cheese and I watched The Meg, okay?
Wait. You woke up late and to kiss your cat?
Yeah. I wake up when they wake up. We have similar sleep schedules.
Was it late for anything in particular or just late in the day?
Okay. It was just late in the day.
No.
Yeah, sure.
It was noontime, okay? But I was out partying last night.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't out partying, okay?
No one was questioning that.
No!
You weren't caught in a lie.
I went to Dave & Buster's and felt sick and went home.
You went to Dave & Buster's alone?
No, with people!
I don't know.
And I bought the KFC. Where the fuck is the KFC bucket? Sorry.
I'm glad you asked, Mitch.
Mitchell.
Our commissioner has it?
So, Nick, do you want to explain what's going to happen here?
So here's what's going to happen. Each of you who is up here is going to get a chance to say your piece and let us know your thoughts on Paquito Mas versus Taco Bell, the eternal question. And then each of us on stage, except for Susser, will cast our ballot.
Susser might get a vote. We'll see.
Get a vote? You're the commissioner.
Hold on. Can I try this?
Yeah. It's good.
You're going to it.
You pick the one that's falling apart the most.
I'll get it later. I'll get it later.
Yeah.
I'll get it later.
It's good.
It's good.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What if we haven't had Taco Bell in 10 years?
That's okay. Judge it based off of your memory of Taco Bell.
I'll do it later.
Wait, so Jenny,
I feel sorry for you.
Where am I?
You're someone who, and I know we've talked about this on the podcast, but you kind of avoid fast food, or at least avoided it for a stretch.
Yeah, I just haven't eaten much of it in my whole life. Can you imagine? Because my family was like a healthy family.
Right.
So I wasn't allowed very much of it, and I think that just kind of carried over, except for like the college years. But as of late, like I haven't actively gone. I think I saw Food Inc., 15 years ago,
right.
And then forever was scared away.
That got me hungry, that dog.
She's never been to a Del Taco. Yeah.
That's wild.
Wow.
She lives right by one. I guess I'm just really healthy. Sorry. We just went out to dinner and ordered 6 different dishes. That's true.
Now, Tony, you had a little acid on your tongue when you brought up that she'd never had Del Taco. You're a Del Taco fan.
Yes, and it's also like, what? Yeah, try it. No, I'm a little stinker. It was just surprising to me, is all.
If Del Taco was in this, if this was a three-way between Del Taco, Taco Bell, Paquito Mas, hey, my kind of three-way. If this was that kind of competition, would you vote Del Taco?
What does that mean?
He's fucking the sauces. He's always been fucking the sauces.
We all know what that means, fucking the sauce. I don't know. I did have it the other night, late night drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I took a picture of the drive-thru, and it was upsetting. There was, it looked really gross. They got my card and they shut the window right away. And a guy kind of stared at me. But the food was fine. But it was off-putting.
Right.
Yes is the answer.
Wow.
Absolutely was.
Wow.
I feel like they have fresh cheese.
Yeah, I do love their freshly grated cheese and slow cooking the beans. Matt, like me, a fellow creature of the Southland,
someone who has
spent his life in Southern California. How do you feel about these two combatants that remain?
Well, I can't say that I've had Paquito Mas maybe at all. I don't think I've ever had it.
Wow.
I know.
I have not had it until...
Who is screening us here?
No, I don't think I've ever had it, but I have a college degree, I guess. Does that worth something, goddammit?
I dropped out of college. But I've been to Paquito Mas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, obviously this audience cares more about the food. But I'm a Taco Bell freak. I love this stuff.
Wow.
I was saying I was, inspired by the poll, and I almost went and got a cheesy gordita crunch, but the Taco Bell around Beverly... Oh, well, my microphone's cutting out. And with good reason.
It's because you're getting too close to the truth.
I'm about to blow this thing wide open. They have a drive-thru at the Taco Bell over on Beverly. Mm. Shut it down.
Out of your car.
I almost did, but there was a parking spot that was just a little too small for my car.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
You know what? Yeah, I was sad too.
This is an audience that's like been there. Ryan Perez, you joined us early on for Fat Chance Kitchen. I'm curious about your thoughts on Poquito Mas, Taco Bell. How do you assess these two remaining combatants?
Well, the guiding metaphor for this tournament is college basketball.
Yes,
sure.
Perennial March event. I'd like to use a different kind of March event to create a different kind of analogy, which is every March we get the Academy Awards. A battle between large films, usually this year, let's say Black Panther or A Star is Born, Green Book,
sure.
And smaller films, which would be, in this case, like The Favorite or Beale Street, if Beale Street could talk.
Right.
So, in this case, Poquito Mas is the Beale Street could talk, and Taco Bell is the Green Book.
Wow.
Yeah?
Are you accusing Taco Bell of whitewashing?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Wow. Founder Glenn Bell is a white savior, apparently. It's a real problem. Mike Hanford, your thoughts as we enter the finale, as we approach a decision point.
My thoughts on this tournament?
Just about who you think could win. Just say something.
Oh, you can say something about the tournament, too.
I think I already know who I want to win. I knew who I wanted to win when this tournament started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have really nothing to say.
You said it on the podcast, right? When you were on?
Yeah.
You just said who you wanted to win?
I thought that's what we were doing. I was given really no direction. I was brought to Mitch's house and force-fed two burritos and two tacos. getting my cat allergy going through the roof as the time went on, and then I thought I made a good choice.
I gave you an allergy pill, didn't I?
You did.
All right,
but
see?
For comedy's sake, I wanted to say that I was having a tough time.
Mitch, how do you feel when your good friends can't be around your cats, your other good friends?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't... Good friends, it's just very...
Mitch, who do you put for an emergency contact?
Tony, you are coming for Mitch tonight!
Yeah,
what did you do today? Who's your closest person?
The answer is Wally and Irma.
That literally just... Please answer both.
Answer it.
I've said before that I want Wally and Irma to eat my corpse if I die.
That's not an emergency contact.
Emergency contact is my mommy, and I put mommy. M-O-M-M-Y, mommy. Green Mitchell.
But she's far
away. Huh?
But she's far away.
Good. I don't want to be saved. These organs are useless.
You gotta make it to 2020. It's gonna be your year. You just gotta keep pushing through 2019.
You're gonna turn it around in 20. I feel...
Who are they gonna put my fatty liver in? Which person is gonna take my fatty liver?
Someone who's dying? I don't know.
That's not the point of emergency contact, isn't it? Figure out how your organs are going to be donated. It's to save your life.
Nick.
Guess what, Tony? You're my new emergency contact.
I would love to be. I think that's
who it's
going to
be.
There you go. Absolutely. Great.
She'd crush it.
Yeah,
you could do a lot worse than Tony.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick, would you eat his fatty liver?
If he wanted it, if that was like part of his will, like he wanted me to eat him, like eat his
liver.
It certainly
is now.
I'll do it. I'll honor your wishes.
I think you'd like it because, like, you know, when a steak has fat on it, it's good.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I would be tasty too for someone to eat because, like, I've been marinating for a while and there's a lot of fat surrounding the meat. Okay. I've really thought about it.
Nick, that is my... Yes, that's what I want. If I die, I want you to eat my liver, yes.
You should... But, do you have a living will?
No.
I do, and I have a lot of demands. You should... You should make a living will.
Oh, God.
Let me know your guy, because I want to get on this living will.
It's a lady. Her name is Shelley Ruse, up in the valley.
That's on me for assuming gender on that one. Of course, it can be a woman. Mitch, I think it's time.
Yes.
To cast our ballots and crown a champion. Wow. So we will each. Yes.
So the votes are going in.
Where is he? Oh, there he is.
To the KFC bucket, which is full of chicken.
What are we going to do with that?
So does anyone want any chicken?
Does anyone want some cold KFC chicken?
Not fill on mozzarella sticks or anything.
Guy.
That guy's raising his hand right there. Some people in the back here.
Why do you want to eat cold chicken?
It's good.
Cold chicken's great.
So a bunch of hands going up.
This is so
You can't
wild
say
today.
The show is bad now if you have a piece of chicken.
As these people are doing this, I'm going to get some ballots for us to distribute. Are you just done with the rest of the
chicken? I want one too. Oh, you God.
Who else?
Check in on the hunk. He's four stage right.
Yeah,
he's
that's how okay? he stays hunky.
Hunk's
he
doing okay? Okay.
He doesn't eat this shit.
Who wants to stay hunky? Doesn't want to get chunky.
You can be chunky and hunky, you piece of
you
shit.
You can. I agree. I'm sorry. That's a false dichotomy.
Yeah,
that's
no
on
shit
me.
It is.
You can
All
be
you
chunky
need
and hunky.
To make hunky chunky is a C. You just got to look.
You're going to be voting. You're going to
write. You got to look and see. Oh, fuck everybody.
It was good. I liked
it. My hunky chunky thing was good.
I was on board with it.
That's 1,000 retweets.
All right. Susser is distributing the ballots.
Did you hear this?
We are each going to cast our votes.
Hey, Wagner, you're going to talk about my medal for a
Please
moment.
Please do.
I wore it tonight not only to show off that I ran 13.1 miles today.
Wow.
But also I wanted to donate it to your cause. Whoever wins this tournament, I'm going to find the closest whatever taco stand we're doing or whatever we're doing here, and I'm going to hang this on the signage and assume they'll know what we're talking about. Thank you. Thank you.
As we are casting our ballots, does anyone have any final
no
thoughts they would like to
Nick
share?
On that.
No, I think that's great. I love it. It's like a guy ate here.
Well, while we are casting the ballots,
great question. Who we want out or in?
Oh yeah,
we're writing
Survivor rules. So out.
We want the winner. We're writing the winner.
What did they do? But they vote someone out on Survivor, right?
Oh, for fuck's sake! Yes. Well, we vote the loser.
No, we should watch.
I think at the end you vote who you want to win. I think at the end you vote who you want to win.
It's go. Yeah. Well, no. Shut up. Shut up.
But that's the man.
You know what? Everybody,
rules.
Shut up.
But that man knows the rules of the podcast.
You write the winner. You just write the winner.
Okay, just write. Everyone's just going to write your favorite. Just write the winner. We'll
Who
do it that way.
Between Paquito Mas and Taco Bell.
That's
yes,
right.
Between Paquito Mas, Taco Bell, we've gave the fucking golden whistle to the abominations you made. The heart of a champions to the fans. We did that.
Yeah. I'm blocking their view.
Yeah, I think we're going to do. I think we
Here's
just have the one. The one.
We have
pen,
one
so.
Pen, of course.
No, there's God. Another pen.
How do we make this a logistical nightmare? How do we not take care of this one simple thing at the end of the show? It is Susser's fault.
The loser's being.
All right. How do we? Is there security? What's the?
The loser is going to a shark.
Okay.
A shark of some of.
But you are writing the winner.
Going to Jaws.
Can I also say I said that I wanted to stand, and I am not happy with that decision.
You made your bed, now stand in it.
Do you want to say it? Do you want to say it?
No, I'm good. No.
No, I'm really nice.
Maybe.
Come on. No, you sit.
Okay, I'll sit.
You sit.
Also, Farley.
Around back here.
And who's the other? We have two votes in here already from the
I'm
guests
throwing
who
my
were
vote
not
in
able
there.
To make it.
Yes, we have two votes. Mary Sohn and Farley Elliott, two of our other guests
and
from this month.
They're in.
Unfortunately,
they're
all... had other stuff on the menu tonight. Did I don't know what
nothing.
Could be more important, but...
Farley actually texted and said he just didn't want to come.
Yeah, which I admire. But they have already cast their votes. They are already in
they
the
are
KFC
in
bucket of
the
truth.
Bucket.
Is everyone's vote in the bucket?
I believe. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
We got all these votes in here. Okay, give it to
Perez,
me.
Perez, to be clear, the loser is going to Bruce the Shark, which is getting eaten by the Meg.
Is there an audience vote? Like whoever
no.
like, cheers the loudest?
No, they got the heart of a champion. They're happy with that.
No, just they get enough.
Okay.
We can't give them one vote?
No.
Okay.
Susser can't stand for 20 more minutes.
If there's a tie, the audience will be the tiebreaker. We'll do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
God, this, it's so fucking greasy in here. It's disgusting. Okay. The first vote. Paquito Moss.
Oh, wow.
Paquito Moss has
wow.
one.
Wow. Okay.
Next vote. Taco Bell.
Wow.
One for Taco Bell.
Okay. We are at 1-1.
A vote for T-Bell, which I assume is Taco Bell.
Hold on. I also need a review. I need to review it.
Also written on this says, Hi, Mitch. So someone has written...
T-Bell, hi, Mitch.
Hello.
I'm going to allow it. Taco
You're going to allow
Bell.
This. This is a vote for Taco Bell. 2 Taco Bell, 1 for Paquito Moss.
2-1.
A third vote for Taco Bell.
Third vote for Taco Bell. Let's pause, Nick. Let's just pause for a second.
Yes.
How's everyone feeling so far?
This is the most intense thing I've ever been a part of. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Perez, your thoughts?
Green book, baby. Green
book. Someone has written Taco Bell for the win, and fittingly, it is the fourth vote for Taco Bell.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, Jenny. Nick. You don't do it that anticlimactic.
Yeah, hold on.
What do you mean? What am I supposed to do?
Just draw
I don't
want
the votes
it out.
Before I say
you, this is why you're not the probes.
Yeah, you're not the probes.
Jesus Christ. I just picked up the fucking greasy napkin. Fuck. I don't want that shit.
Jenny had something to say, Nick.
Yes.
Jenny, go ahead.
I'm exhausted from standing up.
You want to sit down?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
wanna,
no,
like,
no.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
In fact, you know what? Matt, switch with me too.
Yeah.
Will it be another vote for Taco Bell?
Who knows?
It will not. It's a vote for Paquito Moss.
Wow.
4-2.
It stays alive.
Could it possibly be mounting a comeback?
That paper is see-through.
It's disgusting.
Hold on.
Another vote for Taco Bell. All the rest of us are for Taco Bell. Taco Bell, you are the champion! Wow!
It's that sauce, man. It's the sauce.
Mitch, the Super Bowl, Taco Bell winning the Tournament of Champions in 1 year. You got to be walking on clouds.
Yes, I'll be going home and... Oh, God. I'll be going home a happy man tonight, Nick. You're not a probes. You can't be a probes.
What am I supposed to do? All the rest
He's
of the
He's exciting.
Taco Bell.
He reads them off one by one.
That's what I was doing.
No, you're no probes.
Fine, I'm no probes. I'm going to take this out. I'm returning this to the Gap tomorrow anyway. Who cares?
I'm taking my hat.
Wow, Susser has taken my car's hat and put it on. Well, hey, that's it.
I don't want it.
Are there any final thoughts from the jury, the tribal council, about the winner or the loser?
Well, I'm pissed.
Really?
No, I don't care.
Taco Bell.
I don't like any of it.
Taco Bell. The last three votes were there was it was only 2 votes for Paquito.
It was a drubbing.
Did you guys
voted?
Vote?
I voted.
Yeah, we voted.
Paquito.
You
I
voted Paquito?
Paquito.
Oh wow!
So the 2 votes for Paquito. The other vote I know was from Farley Elliott. So Farley and Jenny are the only votes for Paquito.
And he's a food editor.
He is.
So.
Yeah, we should defer to him. Farley's vote counts for 3 votes, and Paquito Moss still loses. We'll say that, guys. That's a show. We've just crowned a JL champion. Congratulations to Taco Bell. Thanks to everyone on stage. Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
Evan Susser. Our tribal council, Tony Charlene, Ryan Perez, Jenny Pearson, Mike Hanford, Matt Appledaca. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Thank you.